open up or
not? Okay, wait, sorry. Today's daf is daf Tzadik Zayin, and we'll start towards the top of the Amud. As you recall, at the end of yesterday's daf, we had a story where Rabbi Yochanan got upset that his star disciple, Reb Elazar ben Pidas, said a Dvar Torah and didn't say it in his name. Initially, Reb Ami and Reb Asi tried to appease him, but unfortunately he was not appeased. Then Reb Yanka Bar Idi appeased him, and he said, oh, Reb Yanka Bar Idi did such a wonderful job. Your colleagues, Reb Ami and Reb Asi, how come they cannot appease like you? So asking more, why was he so upset? Because Reb Loza had not repeated a Dvar Halacha in his name, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So that's a reason to get upset. He might have said, yes. The reason is because he wanted to have that wonderful schus, shkoyach, of sifsoysev doivos bakeger. Sifsoysev doivos bakeger means that when a person leaves this world and goes on to the other world, when someone repeats a Dvar Torah in his name, it's as if his lips are mumbling inside the grave. And therefore he wanted that schus that people still say Divrei Torah in his name, and that would presumably inure to additional schar upstairs in the other world.
So that's why he took umbrage?
It's not so much umbrage. In other words, he wasn't upset that Reb Lozer offended him or did something wrong, but he was hoping to have this schus, and he didn't want to lose it. So if you look at the very end of the bottom of yesterday's Amud, the Gemara brings the Amr of Yehuda Amr Rav, three lines from the, oh, let's go, the full three lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yochanan, my time a kapit kuli hai, how come Rabbi Yochanan was upset at Rebbe Loza? Yom Rav Yehuda Amr Rav, my tachsid, it says in the Pasuk, agura, the holcho ayulamim. Literally it means, Kodesh Baruch Hu, David HaMelech is crying out to Hashem in Tehillim, agura by holcho ayulamim, I'd like to live in your oyel, in two olamos, in two worlds. You can only live in one world at a time. You can't live in two worlds. When I will already be in the next world, in other words, after my passing, says David HaMelech, halavai that people should go and repeat a Dvar Torah in my name in this world. So that would be the way to live in both worlds. That is, being in the other world after 120, and then people repeating a Dvar Torah in your name in this world where your lips are mumbling in the grave. So, in a sense, you're still alive in this world, so that's how you live in two worlds simultaneously. Very rare that you find the name Shimon Nazira, but of course it's appropriate since yesterday we learned the Parshas Nazir in Parshas Nosai. So Amr Rabbi Yitzchak ben Zeira v'Seima, others say was Shimon Nazira, Ma'ikra, what does it say in the Pasuk? V'chikech kiyein ha-toiv hoylech ledoidu l'meisharim doivev sifse yeshenim. This is of course a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, and one of them is saying to the other, v'chikech your palate, kiyein ha-toiv, is like fine, good wine. Hoylech ledoidu l'meisharim, going straight ledoidu to my beloved. Doivev sifse yeshenim, doivev again means to the sifse on the lips, doivev are mumbling, yeshenim of those that are sleeping, those that are down below in the earth. So, since the pasuk refers to the palate, kiyin ha-toiv, so timarki koimishalanovim means a heap of grapes that are all stacked together in a vat or in a large kli, because after several days of being there, eventually, as a result of the warmth and the heat, then they're all going to start oozing out their juice, and that juice eventually, if and when it ferments, will become wine. So, if you go and put your finger on top of this stack of grapes, and just press it down mildly with your finger, you'll see that the juice will start oozing and coming up. When you repeat a verse in their names on this world, their lips, they are mumbling down in the ground. So therefore, Reb Yochanan wanted this tremendous chus. Reb Lozer was not repeating in his name, and that's why he was annoyed. And then Rabbi Yanka Bar Idi explained, it wasn't necessary for Rebbe Lozer to say, I heard this from the Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan. Everybody realizes he was his star disciple, and everything that he would say was automatically in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, even without saying it explicitly, just like we find that Yeshua constantly said Shiurim, which he had learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't bother saying every single sentence, and I learned from Moshe, and I learned from Moshe, and I learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. Everybody knew that Yeshua learned everything from Moshe Rabbeinu, so it was unnecessary. Okay, back to our Mishnah of yesterday. Back in the Mishnah we learned, Echad ben Teisha Shonim, as well as, this was the Mishnah here on Tzadik Vov Amid Beis, the very end of the Mishnah, it's about six lines into the wide lines of yesterday's Amid Beis. Echad Shu ben Teishonim V'yoyim Echad, Ariel on the Amid Beis, fifth or the sixth wide line. Echad Shu ben Teishonim V'yoyim Echad. All the halachas that we learned in the previous couple of Mishnayos dealing with a nine-year-old who engaged in Bia with a Yevama, the Echad Shu ben Esrim, as well as a 20-year-old, Shlehevi Shtei Saris, who physically is not fully developed because he doesn't have Shtei Saris, he doesn't have the two hairs down below. Both of them have the same status vis-a-vis Yibam, and that is that if they were to go and live with the Yavama, the Gemara said about that, that Osu Bias Ben Teisha Kemaimer Begodr. Kemaimer Begodr means that it doesn't have the status of full-fledged Yibam. It makes as a mitzas kinyan like a maimer. Maimer means to go and give kesef kedushin to a yivam. A yivam, instead of just jumping into the mitzvah of yivam by performing bia, he first starts off by like a regular shidduch, like a regular chosin kala, that the chosin goes and first gives the ring and accomplishes erusin, and then subsequently he has the nisuin, the chuppah, and the bia. So here too, you go and give maimer. So our Mishnah said that a 20-year-old without Saris has the same status like a 9-year-old in performing bia. Zoktimon Amin, I'll ask you a stira. Ben Esrim Shonosh Loihei Vishtei Saris. Yaviu Raishu Ben Esrim. Vuhu Has Saris. Loi Choylitz Veloi Miyabe. Here it says a 20-year-old without Saris. He has the status now of a Saris. Saris means a person who is sterile, that he is not able to have children, and therefore, if he happens to be the Yavam, then the Yavama does not need to fulfill or perform the mitzvah of either Yibam or Chalitza, because since one of the major purposes of Yibam is the Hakim, the Achid, Shein, the Yisrael, and the Saris is not able to make him Shein, because unfortunately he's not able to have children, so therefore, no din of Yibam, no din of Chalitza. And the same thing, one second. And the same thing applies vis-a-vis the young lady. If she is a bas esrim shana, 20 years old, shli havia shtei saris, if she didn't have two saris, yavi rai she bas esrim, show that she is already 20 years old. Viu islandess, and she is an islandess. Again, that means that she is a sterile woman that she cannot have children. Loi chaletzis v'loi misyab emes. So what's the kasha? Kasha is a back in our Mishnah. We said that a 20-year-old without shtei saris is like a 9-year-old. If a 9-year-old goes and performs bia, that it does have halachic efficacy, in which respect that from this point on she's made a maimer, he has made a maimer with her. None of the other brothers can now try to do a yibam or chalitza because he has already partially sealed their joint fate. And in fact, if subsequently he wishes to go and part with her, he has to give her a get as well as a chalitza. And if he wants to consummate, then he goes and does a yibam. Here we're saying that it's worthless. A 20-year-old without Shtei Saris, it's zero. No Yibam, no Chalitza. What's going on? My love, Reb Shmuel Yitzchak Amar Rav. V'lishanoldu loy simone Saris. Ah. This case that we brought from that Mishnah, from the Sechus Nida, Ben Esrim Shonos Shehei Shtei Saris, is talking about that we know for a fact that he's a Saris because he has certain distinguishing factors besides the lack of the two pubic hairs. What are some of those simani saris? The Gemara doesn't go into it today, but you'll remember back on Daf Pei, we went through a whole laundry list, for instance, that he doesn't have a beard, and that he has somewhat of a feminine sounding voice, as well as he doesn't have here on the rest of his body. His skin is very, very smooth. So he has certain, if you will, feminine physical features, and therefore he's considered to be a Saris. Ah, when you're 20 without the hairs plus the money Saris, then you're confirmed Saris, and at that point you already become a Gadol. You're no longer a Kata. Therefore, there's no din of Chalitza or Hiva. Our Mishnah is talking about that he's 20 years old and had no hairs, but he didn't have any of the Simone Saris. And so therefore he's just considered to be a long, long cotton. Instead of the cotton going until 13, he's already going to 20, and in fact, beyond. I'll bring you a ride that that's stuck in the Emes of Shad, because again, looking at the Russian of that Mishnah, when Esrim Shadosh Lahevi Shtei Tzaris, Yaviyu Rai Shu Ben Esrim, Vahu Asaris. What it means, Vahu Asaris? Vasaris means, Shema Mino, that what? That he was Noldu Loi Simone Saris. It's not just the missing hairs, but you have those other Simonim, a combination. He is a Saris, and he's not a Khotan, no din of Yibam, no din of Chalitza. So, Freyti Mora, fine. Now that you've told me that Vahiloi Noldu Loi Simone Saris Akama, so then, how long does it remain a cotton? That Mishnah was talking about that he was 20, no hairs, but he also had Simone Saris. So therefore, he is now a declared Saris. But what happens if you don't have Simone Saris? Is 20 the age? Doesn't sound like it, so Ad Kamla. What is the age? 20 the age, Ad Roiv Shanoisev, until Roiv of his life expectancy. So everybody says, how long is he going to live? Nobody knows how long we're going to live. So Rashi,
the actuarial thing,
good. But the Rishbam in Masechtas Bava Basra says in the pasuk, the Meish may say in Behem Shivim Shana, in Begvurei Shmoinim Shana. And therefore, the pasuk is already telling you, Meish may say in Behem Shivim Shana, that a person's normal life expectancy is considered to be 70 years. So Rav Shnoisim means 36 years. You can have a person who has the status of a cotton until 36 years old. He also the Kami Derova, when they would come in front of Derova, such a situation where you have an older Bucher who says, I don't have Shtei Saris. Because is his status, is he still a cotton? Is he a Gogol? What's going on? Says the Gemara, Rava would tell him, Ikochosh, if he was very, very skinny, Omelahu, you would tell him, Zilu Avroi, go and eat a little bit more and fatten up a little bit. The Ibori, and if he was quite stout and corpulent, Omelahu, he would say to them, Zilu Akhashushu, it would be a good idea to lose some weight. The Hani Simonin, these two hairs down below, Zimonin, Zimnin, the Natri Machmas Kishusa, sometimes they fall out because the person is just too skinny. Sometimes they fall out because he is overweight. So therefore, when you become normal weight again, we'll see then, hopefully the two Saris will grow in, we'll be able to make you your bar mitzvah, and we'll be able to say you've become a god. If unfortunately that still doesn't happen, then we have to see, does he have Simoni Saris in addition, yes or no? As the Gemara just explained. Ariel had a question.
So when it first quotes the Mishnah, Ben Esrim Shaloh Hadish Desharad Yavira Yashu Ben Esrim Behu Asaris.
Okay.
So, I mean, at 20 he can still, you know, Saris means someone who cannot bring about conception. But
correct.
At 20 he might not have Shtei Saris, but biologically he can theoretically bring about the conception of a...
What you're saying is 100% correct. And therefore, that's why the Mishnah said yesterday that a 20-year-old without Shtei Saris, who does not have any of those feminine features, and so therefore we will assume that he is a normal person, not a Saris, his status is the same as the 9-year-old. That what? That they both can potentially conceive and father children. However, since the person didn't have Shtei Saris, halachically he's not a Gadol yet, even though he could potentially impregnate a woman, and therefore he has all the status of the Gemaras and the Mishnayos that we learned yesterday. What are all of those dinim? That, for instance, as a result of that living together with Yavama, now all the other brothers can no longer live with her because only one can be meyabim and not the other.
If he's 20 years old, can he be counted for a minion and other?
If he has the status of a katan, he cannot.
So he could be 20, not having shtesaris, and not be, and as a result, he's not counted for.
Not only 20 up to the age of 36. He could be 35 years old, and he did not show any siman saris. He has a nice beard. He has a wonderful voice, and therefore a beautiful chazan, wonderful. But since he did not get shtesaris, halachically his status is that of a kohen. He cannot be mitzaref into a minion. And the Bezin would not be able to go and give him any punishments because he has the status of a cop. So presumably this is a very rare thing, but were it to occur, that would be the halacha. Yes.
Like no bar mitzvah then.
You can make a bar mitzvah and have all the balloons and everything, and he can give up shatul, but lamasi, he still has not attained adulthood yet.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. On to the next mission, Dr. Mishnah. Nuisin alhu anusa vi al hamefuta. What means anusa mefuta? We've learned that already many times. Anusa means a man that is ma'anes. He forces himself onto a young lady, whether or not she's a penuya, whether or not she's married. Person forces himself on a young lady. That's called, he's ma'anes, and she is the anusa, she's the victim of this. Balamafuta means that two people live together consensually. He didn't have to force himself. She agreed to it. What are the ramifications? Numerous, but for our purposes of our Mishnah, we're talking about whether a person would now be allowed to go and marry the daughter of that anusa or that mefuta, or for that matter, her sister, or for that matter, her mother. Because the Torah says, for instance, a person is not allowed to go and take a lady. What's the Lashon HaPasuk? The Gemara quotes the Pasuk over here.
Is this like defile?
Yes, like defile, 100%. So the pasuk says, "Yikach ish, yikach ishisha." More quotes a whole bunch of psukim, not the pasuk I'm looking for.
Do you like the scriptures?
Yeah, I would not mind. Yeah, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm right. Looking for isha uvita.
Write it down there.
No, that's a lovely pasuk. I wasn't looking for that one either. But in the end of Shem, I will tell you which pasuk I am looking for, and you'll hear it in a moment. Ariel has been kind enough to give me a copy of the scriptures, so we're going to look at it.
A Yiddish one,
exactly. Yiddish scriptures is kind of a bit of an oxymoron, but that's fine. Stay tuned, Pasuk. Oh! A Pasuk here in Parshas Kedoshim. Thank you, Ari. The Isha Sheyikach es Isha vi es imah zimahi ba'esh yisrafu oisa vi eshen v'leisiyah zima b'soichichem. So the Pasuk is telling you a person cannot go and take Isha vi es imah, a woman and her mother. That, of course, would mean her mother-in-law. So you can marry the wife, but you cannot go and subsequent to that go and marry the mother-in-law. Even if you have divorced the wife, still cannot go and marry the mother-in-law. Even if the wife has passed away, you still cannot take the mother-in-law. We had a discussion the other day whether there would still be a din of Eish, of Chas Shalom, of Sreifa, if he lived with his mother-in-law post-mortem of his wife. But it's awesome. Yes.
Can we also go one extreme further? The mother
the
of
grandmother.
The mother-in-law?
Yeah, the grandmother-in-law. Right. That's correct. You're 100% right. You're really on target today.
Did we also say that if he has relations with the mother-in-law, then he passes his wife?
That's what the machloik is. We had Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yosi. Mora concluded at the end. We did not follow that. Rabbi Huda.
Just get the guy and then kill him.
Exactly. Right. Told him, if we would pass him like the earlier Rabbi Huda, then you would be possible to your wife. But we don't pass him like that. But that's very. Baruch Hashem, the oilam gedenk, yishmak, baruch. Anyway, you have a similar pasuk in Parashat Achrimois, Ervas Isha Uvita Loisagali. Don't take a woman and her daughter. Don't take a woman and her sister. So we have three psukim. One that tells you cannot go and take a woman and her mother, a woman and her daughter, a woman and her sister. But what happens if a person did not take them in the sense of marrying them? He took them in the sense of chas v'shalom, living with them, either ba'oines or pitui. Pinus Rotzoin. Says our Mishnah, then you are allowed to go and marry the immediate relatives, such as the daughter, the sister, or the mother. How do we know this? We'll see this in the Gemara momentarily. Now, what about the reverse? Pinus Amafat Al-Nesua. A person went, in fact, and married the wife, and now he went, instead of marrying the mother-in-law, or the daughter, or the sister, he was oynis umafata. He went and did something sinful. And that was, he was ma'anis, he went and forced himself on the daughter, or on the mother, etc. Umafata, they consensually went and married, but not married. They lived together. Then you're chayiv. Then there's no din of, it's only your oiver if you went and had a full-fledged new marriage. No. Even if you went after the initial marriage to the wife, if you went and lived, and one of the family members, you're chayv. Yes.
Now, how do we know that in this second scenario, why is it hold that the second scenario, not the first one?
That's the Gemara is going to get into as soon as we finish the Mishnah. Thank you for assisting us in this process. And the Mishnah continues on. What happens if a person has a father, and that father is not one of the Lamed Vav Tzadikim Shevedor, and that father was Ma'anis, a young lady, or he was Mafata, a young lady, and then decided, I'm not going to marry her, I'm not interested, he was just a one-time stand, whatever, etc. And now the son decides that he wants to go and marry that same young lady with whom his father previously cohabited. Is this permissible? Says the Mishnah, says the Tanakhama, yes, it is permissible. Although a person is not allowed to go and marry Ashes Aviv, a person is allowed to marry Anusas Aviv, or Mefutas Aviv. However, skipping to Rabbi Yehuda, Oisev Anusas Aviv, Umefutas Aviv. He said, no, you're not allowed to go and live with the Anusas of Mefutas Aviv. So on these two, there's a machloket between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. On the final two, Anusas Benoi, Mefutas Benoi, there is no machloket. That if a person's son was Ma'anis, a young lady, or was Mafat, a young lady, then the father would be allowed to go and marry that Anus Benoi and Mafutas Benoi. Everything, of course, is learned from Psukim, and now is Gemara is going to delve into these Psukim. Zoktimar, Tani no how to turn Rabban. What we learned in our Mishnah is like we learned in the Braisa, Onas Isha, Mutalisa Bita, Nosa Isha, Oser Lisa Bita. A person was Ma'anis, a lady, then Mutalisa Biti is allowed to go and marry the daughter of the lady. But Nasa Isha, if he married a lady, he's not allowed to go and marry the daughter of that lady. Pray to Yimara. So that's what we learned in the Mishnah. For a minute, I'm going to ask you a question. Hanitan min ho Isha. Nitan means that people are gossiping and conjecturing and speculating about a particular person in town. Jack Smith, for instance. And they're saying, did you hear? Jack Smith seems to be living with Miss Jones. Isn't that terrible? Hanitam, people are talking about it, are gossiping about it. Also, this fellow not only should stay away from that young lady, but should not marry the mother or the sister or the daughter of the Miss Jones about whom people are speaking. Why not? After all, Hanitam means that people are talking about him, that he is living with this young lady. They didn't even have a bia yet. It's not a case of anusa umafuta, at least it's not a vadai anusa umafuta. At most, it's a speculative. People are talking about that he seems to have a great interest in this young lady and perhaps to the point of living with her. So it's, we don't know for sure. People are talking about it. Says the Mishnah, or says the Braisa, you're not allowed to go and marry that young lady's mother, daughter, or sister. Our Mishnah we just said now, noisen ala nusa vala mafuta, that if you have a nusa mafuta, that we know for sure he was ma'anis umafata. You're allowed to go and marry the mother, the daughter, or the sister. And here he's saying, we don't even know, and it's already awesome. Everything more midrabanon. It's only midrabanon. What's the reason why it's midrabanon? Says Rashi, the reason is very, very simple. That we're concerned that if he's going to go and marry the mother, the daughter, or the sister, he may have an ulterior motive. The ulterior motive, he really wants to live with that original Miss Jones about whom people are saying that he is living or perhaps living with her. and he wants easy access. The way to have easy access is to go and marry an immediate family member, like the mother or the daughter. And of course, that lady's got to visit from time to time, as women typically do, go and visit their mother or their daughter or their sister or whatever. Therefore, the Rabban said, you know what? Stay away. We don't want anybody to have any further speculation or conjectures. Stay away. I don't understand. Our Mishnah says, Noisin ala nusav ala mafuta. You're allowed to go and marry the daughter, the mother, etc., on the nusav mafuta. But you just said now that other braisa says, Hanitin osir bi'imalita. You're not allowed to midrabanan. So when you want to say, Isid rabanan, how does our Mishnah go and say, Noisin ala chachila? Says, Markitan las isin li achar misa. Our Mishnah is talking about that the lady with whom he was ma'anis or mafata, she already passed away. No, if that's the case, then you can marry an immediate family member, because the whole gzeirah d'rabbanan is that people are going to go and say that he wants easy access to the anus and mafuta. If she's already dead, there's nothing to talk about. How do I know all the halachas of our Mishnah, the Tanur Rabban? This is what Ariel wanted to know. How do I know? The Kula Nemar, it says in the Pasuk, Shechiva, the Kan Nemar Kicha. What means it says Shechiva and it says Kicha? When you go to Parshas Kedoshim and you examine the Psukim, you'll see that it says, for instance, Ish Asher Yishkav Es Eishes Oviv Ervas Oviv Gila. Ish Asher Yishkav Es Halosoi Mois Yumsu Shneim. Ish Asher Yishkav Es Zohar Mishkevei Isha. Etc. So you have a whole bunch of psukim that use the term shechiva. Shechiva, of course, means lying together intimately. But subsequent to that, then the pasuk says, Ish asher yikach es achoisei bas ovavas imay. Ish asher ervas achoisei achois imcha b'achois icha loisigale. Ish asher yikach es eishes ochiv. You have a bunch of shechivois and you have a bunch of kichois. The Gemara says, why sometimes it says shechiva? Sometimes it says lekicha, but you might turn around and call them shechiva. We have a whole bunch that says shechiva. The kan nema kicha, and here it says kicha. When does it become osur to live with the mother or the daughter or the sister if it's derech kicha, meaning that the initial linking mating was derech likuchan, that there was a full fledged marriage? Then the Torah said, oh, there was a marriage with an Isha. Then don't go and take the mother, the sister, or the daughter. Derech Likuchen, Osra, Torah. However, if a person lived with a lady through Shechiva, without Kicha, oh, then there is no Isser in marrying the daughter or the mother or the sister. Where does it say Kicha? So Rashi brings into the Psukim, Ish Ki Yikach Es Isha V'Yes Ima. Or it says, Isha L'Chois Eloi Sikach. So there, but you see, the Torah uses the lashon kicha to go and tell you it's got to be derech likuchen as the Torah. Amri Rabbi Abai, and we have to gabi achoisin. Let's look at the pasuk by achoisin. Ish shenikach es achoisin bas ovo bas imoy. So are you going to tell me how can I be derech kicha who the also derech shchiva shari? Are you telling me you're only prohibited from marrying your sister, but you're allowed to go and live with her intimately? Is that true? Of course, that cannot be true. That's ridiculous. So when it says yikach, it doesn't mean likuchen through marriage. It means taking her physically. So if that's the case, maybe that's the case. Halacha, the same thing regarding isha ve'ima, ish asher yikach es isha ve'ima, or isha lechoisa le'sikach. Maybe it means derech shechiva. Amalei likuchen k'sivu b'atoyer. Stop. Haroi l'kicha kicha, haroi l'shechiva shechiva. He answers that the Torah uses the term likicha in a broad sense. Stop. When it makes sense to interpret the word kicha to mean marriage, such as ish asher yikach es isha v'es ima, he married a lady and then he lives with the mother, or isha elachoisa loisika, person is going to marry this isha elachoisa loisika, he married one lady and now he wants to take the sister of that lady, since the first lady that he married, he did it derech kicha. Derech likicha meaning derech marriage. He's not allowed to go and marry the sister. However, in this case of ishi shikach es achoisai, everybody understands this doesn't mean an iser only to go and marry a sister. It means to go and live with a sister. So there, aroi l'shchiva, shchiva. Rava Omar Onas Isha Mudalisa Bita Mehach. I have another makor to tell you that if a person was ma'anis a lady, that he's allowed to marry the daughter of the lady. That's it, it's in the pasuk. Ervas bas pincha yvas pincha loisigale. It says ervas bas pincha means your own granddaughter don't go and live with. It sounds like what happens if you married a young lady who already had pre-existing children from an earlier marriage, then you would be allowed to go and live with that grandchild. Because it's only bas pincha if it's your grandchild. Mashma that her grandchild is okay. Okay, but I have another pasuk. Evas ishu vita loisigale es bas binu. Vias bas binta loisikas agavis servosa. So you see that here we're answering even your wife's granddaughter from before. So make up your mind. Okay, so kan boins and kan binisu. When you're talking about your own granddaughter, that means if a person was ma'anes, a young lady, and then that young lady, as a result of that oinsin, that young lady had a baby, and that baby in turn had their baby, so now that happens to be your grandchild. What's the din by that grandchild? Zot Torah, even though that grandchild was born as a result of that initial ma'aseh oines, eves basuncha basbitcha loisigal. What happens, however, if the lady that you were ma'anis had grandchildren from another marriage or from another mating with somebody else? That's okay. You can go and take that young lady. On the other hand, however, if you married a young lady, not only, and then you had children and grandchildren, not only you prohibited from living with your own grandchild, but also with her pre-existing grandchildren from another nisuin, from another marriage. Maybe I should go and switch it around and say that when it says by the bas bincha is talking about that was dafka, that he produced a grandchild through nisuin, and that he's prohibited from taking her grandchild is even a case of when he was ma'anis a young lady, that he's not allowed to go and take her grandchild. What does he want me to say? Because at the beginning of the parasha of the Aroyas, when you get the parashas Achrei Mois, it says in the pasuk, Ish el kol she'er b'soroi le'sikrivu le'galis erva. Stay away from she'er b'soroi. What means she'er b'soroi? Zok Yimara, that means Aroyas. That means immediate family relatives. Now, how do you have the immediate family relatives? It's from Menisuin, Ika she'er. As a result of marriage, you produce family relatives. And that's family. If you live with a woman, stamaz, or your ma'anis or mafata, you don't become family, you don't become related. You have mated one time, and for better or for worse, you're not family. So since this pasuk starts off the parasha of Aroyas with Ishish or Kosh Erbs, all right, this is like a general introduction to tell you that these halachas that we're talking about over here,
so there's no concept of like a civil union.
You're talking about under the Torah?
I guess.
That's correct. For these purposes, even if a person is living with a young lady for a while, if it's not based on marriage, then you'd be allowed to go and marry the daughter, sister, etc. That is not that 100% clear. If a person is living, as you say, civilly, what happens if a person marries under statute under New York State law, right? You go in front of the justice of the peace and you raise your hand and whatever the ceremony is and you get married. Is that considered to be marriage? That has broader ramifications not only for here, because if subsequently they sever their relationship a couple of years later and then after that the young lady marries somebody else with chuppah v'kiddushin, not with chuppah v'kiddushin, another civil union, and she produces more children from the second civil marriage, are they mamzerim or not? There's a fairly extensive discussion among recent poskim. Reb Moshe has a lot in his Sfarim and Igros Moshe about that. Reb Henkin Zichron Levracha had a lot about that. Here in America, unfortunately, it became a contemporary problem. Contemporary over the last 50, 60 years. Presumably in earlier generations, people didn't do things of that nature. Anyway, it is what it is, and we continue on. Reb Yehuda Oiser Ba'anusas Oviv. If you have the nusas oviv, again, nusas oviv means that the father lived with a young lady, can the son marry that young lady? The Torah says you're not allowed to go and take eishes oviv. What about the anusas of it? So, Gemara of Gidol Amar Rav, my time to Rabbi Yehuda, why is Rabbi Yehuda say that it's also to serve said in the pasuk? Le'ikach ishes eishes of it, like we just said. And then it continues on, le'igale knaf of it. But what do those words mean, le'igale knaf of it? So, Gemara, kanaf shira of it, le'igale. The word kanaf shira of it is a very, very polite, nice way of saying that the father lived with a young lady by lifting kanaf, the edge of her skirt or her dress, so to speak. He was megala that kanaf, that corner, and then he lived with her. Ah, says the Torah, lo yikach, don't take the ashes of it, and don't be megala the kanaf of it. So even, and maisa anusas of it, or piti of it, stay away and not let it go back. Right tomorrow, we might have been successive. How do I know that that's the pshat in the posik? The previous posik, right before that, in Parshas Kiseitze, it says, that here we're talking about a regular situation. I say regular, all of this is irregular, but you have a person who is living bo'oines with a young lady, his ma'aneser, he violates her, then he has to go and pay 50 kosef. Then that's the pasuk right before this pasuk. So therefore the Gemara says, since the previous pasuk is talking about being ma'anes, here the Galik and Afavim is also talking about being ma'anes. The Rabbanan, the way the Rabbanan respond to that, if it would be one next to each other, you're right. Halfway samachlei, it's not 100%. What do you mean? It's one pasuk after the other in Chumash. Yeah. But right after the ma'isa of the oinus, and also the ish sheichem imal aviyah nara chamishim kasim, the next pasuk begins lo yikach ishes ashes of it. That's not talking about oinus. That's talking about marrying the ashes of it, the wife of your father. Where that wife was a wife, it wasn't an anusis of it, that was ashes of it. That's according to everybody. So now the loyigala kanaf of it, which Rabbi Yehuda says that's referring to the maisa oinus, because I juxtaposed that with the earlier pasuk, but there's this chatzitza or machitza in between the words loyikach ashes ashes of it. So therefore the Rabbanan say, I don't learn one from the other, it's not talking about anusis of it. So what is it talking about? What does that mean? That if his father was supposed to be miyabim a lady, she's a shemeres yava. Well, why is that? That her father, his father, is waiting to be miyabim someone because his uncle never passed away without children, and the uncle's wife, meaning his doidosoi, his aunt, now, thank you, falls now the yibum to his father. The father didn't have a chance to marry her, to consummate the yibum yet. She's waiting for that yibum. If the son goes and violates her, that's what the pasuk is talking about. Oh, the yigale kanaf of. Umay kanaf of, what's the definition kanaf of? Kanaf haro'i li aviv lo yigale. That kanaf that's waiting for the aviv to be miyabim, you're not allowed to be megale. And you remember when we had this pasuk earlier on in our Masechta, like Daf Memtes, we had the Rishash that said, another mokar, the knaf oviv, is referring to yibam, the shmeres yavam, because you have in Rus, which we lined last week in on Shavuos, it says in the pasuk, the something, a knafcha al amasecha, go and spread out your knaf on your hama, meaning on me. This is Rus talking to Boyaz, Uferasta Kinafecha ala Moska. Go and spread out your kanaf, meaning your beged on me, by going and marrying me, being miyabim me. Let's just look it up to make sure that we're quoting the pasuk correctly. It's in Peri Gimel, Kapitel Gimel of Rus. Shaitazu in the pasuk. Vayoymer mi'ot, Boyaz asked, who are you? Vatoymer anoichi Rus amasecha uferasta. I want you to spread out your kanaf on me. In other words, to go and do yibam. Oh, so we see that the expression of kanaf has to do with yibam. That's what we mean over here. Eishe meres yafam. Why do you have to go and say that this pasuk is telling you that the son is now allowed to go and live with the shemeres yavam of his father? You know why he can't live with it? Because it's doidosai, that's his aunt. After, even though his uncle passed away, but an aunt remains an aunt. According to this pshat, this additional leigale kanaf oviv is to add on a second lav on a person that does something so terrible. The table limishim yivam l'shuk. I have another reason why. Because this son is not a yavam, so therefore, if she's going to go and live with him, it's like a yavam l'shuk, and therefore, that's another iser. Laver le'abish lo yishulav to have three love. V'yibay say menachem shadis le'acher misa. What's made l'acher misa? That his father already passed away, so it's no longer a yavam l'shuk, but we still have a doidosoi, and we still have the problem of the galik enough of it. So therefore, he wouldn't be over three lavim; he would only be over on two lavim. Only 2 times 39 instead of 3 times 39 lashes. It's going to be very painful, Rabbi Sayyid. Okay, we're on to the Amid Beis. Now, from here until the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to bring us a bunch of riddles, chidos. Why is it bringing us these riddles? Rashi just simply says, "Mishaloisein uragilim bnei adam li'aymram." People from time to time will ask you a riddle, and then you're trying to figure out what the And then the top toises adds, "Kol elu amasam le'mashmin l'chamidi." It really doesn't teach us anything. And the tshuvah is atzedoykim, to answer the tzedoykim. So, what does that mean to answer the tzedoykim? So, I think it's the marshal or someone else that expands on this toises. What the top toises means to say is that people that say that talmid chachamim don't know everything, they are kind of, they're closeted, and they only know restricted matter. No. They have very broad minds, and they know everything that they can even add. They can even respond to some of these riddles. Okay, so now we have to be a little bit patient and very, very focused to figure out each one of the riddles. I'm sure everybody's going to help out in this process. The first riddle is, Ach me'av v'loy me'aim, v'hu ba'lo di'aim, v'ano brata di'intisei. What does all of this mean? You have a young lady who is pointing to someone and saying to that person, Ach me'av, you happen to be my brother from the same father. V'loy me'aim, but not from the same mother. V'hu ba'la de'aim, and this fellow that I'm pointing to happens to be the husband of my mother. V'ano brata d'intisei, and I happen to be the daughter of his wife. So tell me, what does that mean? Amar Rama bar Chama. T'loy kem Yehuda d'masis, and it's not like a Yehuda of our Mishnah. What does that mean? So I know it's not that, but what is it? So we'll take a quick look at the Rashi, the second line from the top. V'hu ba'la di'ein. Ochi me'avi, my brother from my father, nasa es'imi, married my mother. Hainu, the Yaakov, Yaakov of the Torah. Onas es isha, he was ma'anis, obviously we don't mean Yaakov, Avinu chas v'shalom, we're just trying to go and bring a name that is familiar to us. Yaakov onas es isha, v'hoilid bast. And from that Anusa, he had a child. Everybody, please mute yourselves because we're hearing some background noise. So Yaakov onas es isha, v'hoilid bas, and he gave birth to a daughter from that Anusa. V'nasa Reuven es Anusa's Abba. Now we all know that Reuven was a son of Leah of Yaakov Avinu. V'bas Yaakov v'meres came. So now the daughter of that Anusa points to Reuven, and she says to Reuven, number one, Ach me'av, you happen to be my brother from the same father, because both of them had Yaakov as their father. Reuven's father was Yaakov, and this Bas Anusa was also Yaakov of the same father, but by name, not the same mother. Reuven's mother was Leah, her mother was Shprinza, somebody else. V'hu Bala di'aim, and he, Reuven, married my mother, in other words, my anusas aviv, after Yaakov was ma'anis this isha. Yaakov says, I'm no longer interested. Goodbye, Charlie. And now, or goodbye, Shprinza. And now Shprinza now is available. So Reuven went and married her. Is Reuven allowed to go and marry anusas aviv? Well, that was a machlekes in our Mishnah, where the Tanakhama said, no, you see, the anusas aviv, but you said, no, that it's awesome. This fellow followed the Tanakhama, didn't follow Rabbi Yehuda, and he went and married that Anusas Aviv. So who bala de'ein? Reuven, my brother, married Anusas Aviv. V'ano brata d'intisei, and I happen to be the daughter not of Reuven, but the intisei of his wife, because I was born from the Anusa. So that's why Rambam Chama says, this doesn't go like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda bar Misha would prohibit Reuven from marrying Anusas Aviv. It has to go according to Rambam. That's the reason why we brought these chidois, because this first one relates to our Gemara. From here to the Mishnah, we're going to have a bunch of other chidois, where all of them, with the exception of the last one, cannot possibly occur based on correct Jewish legal behavior, and therefore we say that it can only occur as a result of a goy who is not bound by the strictures of the Torah. So, continues on the Gemara. Ahu ubrihu, again you have a young lady who's pointing to someone and saying, he is my brother. Ubrihu, he is also my son. Achsi anno, I am to be the sister of Dehai de Dorina Akasfoy, the one that I'm carrying on my shoulders. In other words, a baby of 1 or 2 years old, I'm carrying on my shoulders. I happen to be not only the mother of that child, but I also happen to be the sister of that child. Now, how could that possibly be? Says Imar Mishkachasla. Boy Vikichov, you're talking about a goy. Habo Albitoy, that went and lived with his own daughter. Can you imagine? Rachman al-Itzla, but these things happen. You have a goy who lives with his own daughter. And now they together produce a child. So what does that mean? So if you look again at the Rashi is not very expansive over here, but he says, Brihu, Benihu, he is my son, and he's also my brother. So let's think about this for a moment. You have over here a young lady. That young lady was the Bitoy, and unfortunately, Oyv Chav was Bo'al Bitoy and produced a child. So now the daughter who the Oyv Chavin violated now looks at that child and says, number one, you're my son, but number two, you're also my brother. Why are you my brother? Because I had the same father. The Oyv Chavin produced this daughter, and he also produced that son of the daughter, the grandson. So therefore, that's why she says, Achu, he's my brother. Ubrihu, he's also my son. Achseyano, I am the sister of the one that I'm carrying on my shoulders. In other words, that son. We're just being somewhat repetitive to go and make the riddle sound more challenging. New case. Shalom Alecha Bri. I say Shalom Aleichem to you, my son. Bas Achseyano, I happen to be the daughter of your sister. How can that be? She's saying hello to her son, and she's saying, I'm the daughter of your sister. What does that mean? Mishkachasla again, boy, v'kachom habo al bas bitoy. He had a goy that went and lived with his granddaughter. Okay, so how does that work out now? So again, look at the Rashi. Shalom aloch bri, fourth line. Shalom lecho bri. I'm saying hello to you, my own son. Bas achoysechani. How you have that? Boy, v'kachom habo al bas bitoy. You have a goy that lived with his own granddaughter. Vahilid ben, and he gave birth to a son. The Nimtzis Zu, so this Bas Bitoy, is the mother of that son, Ubas Achoisoy, and also the daughter of his sister. Sheima Shelzu Achoisoy Minhu Av. The sister is the Achoisoy Min Av. What does he mean? Again, we have over here a situation of a goy that went and lived with a Bas Bitoy, with his granddaughter. That granddaughter, in turn, produced a son. So now that son happens to be the son of this granddaughter, that's also the son of the Oyvik Kechavim, that Oyvik Kechavim that produced that granddaughter. Aha! So therefore, that son happens to be the brother of her mother, right? The Bas Bitoy's mother was the daughter of the Oyvik Kechavim. Since Oyvik Kechavim lived with Bas Bitoy and produced a son, so that son is now a brother to her mother. So that's what the Gemara is saying. So tomorrow, now we'll go back to the Gemara. The lady points, Shalach Lobri, I say hello to you, my son. Bas Achosech Ano, I happen to be the son of your sister, because you, my son, are the son of the Oyv Kechavim, who produced my mother, because I'm the Bas Bitoy. So therefore, you, young Ingala, you little 5-day-old or 5-year-old or whatever, you happen to be a brother of my sister. And Mishkachas Lo, the Oyv Kechavim, Bas Bitoy. Yeah, I think everybody hops. Everything is fine. Yeah, Brother Shai, you seem to be a little perturbed. It's upsetting. Believe me, I'm upset when I hear this. I'm sorry?
Cringing.
We're cringing. We're all horrified. But let's wait. Okay, so now we go on to the next case. Next case is very, very similar. Daloi de Dolu Davlo. What does that mean? That has nothing to do with the riddle itself. We are addressing, says Rashi, B'nei Pe'alim, people that are hard workers. Hamashkin es asodois, they are the ones that water the fields, the irrigated fields. Anish Elis Chidadu, I am posing this chida, this riddle to you people. Those that are the water pourers and the irrigationists of the fields. The Daloi Taloy de Dolu Dava. Lipoil Bechoy Seser Poser. Next Rashi. Harinoflu Lechem Chida Stuma Umisteris Li Poser. I'm going to drop in your laps a Chida, a riddle, Stuma, which is difficult to understand, and therefore I'm going to ask you to try to figure it out. What was that case? To hide the Rina, again, a young lady who says, the one that I am carrying, who bar, my son, vano brat achua, and I am to be the daughter of his brother. So now, as you'll see from the Gemara, this is virtually the same case. Same guy that we had before, he now, instead of living with his bas bitoy, lives with his bas benoy. And they produce a child. So that child is not only the great-grandchild of the Eivik Chacham, the son of the Bas Benoit, it also happens to be the son of the Eivik Chacham, because the Eivik Chacham lived with the Bas Benoit, producing that child. And that child, of course, is a brother of the Bas, or not of the Bas, of the Benoit, right? Because the granddaughter with whom he lived was the daughter of the son of the Eivik Chacham. So Eivik Chacham had a son, that's the Benoit, and now he produced another Ben, the great-grandson, the one that was born to the Bas Benoit. So that new fellow, he's now a brother of his grandfather. He's the son of the Eivik Chacham, and the Benoit was the son of the Eivik Chacham. So getting back to the beginning of the story, Hu Bar, the young lady says, he is my son, Va'ano Brat Achur. Who's the one that's talking? That's the Bas Benoit, the one that was... that lived with the Eivik Chacham. So Hu Bar, he's my son, because I produced him, he came out of my body. Vano, and I am Brat Achua, I am to be the daughter of his brother. Because they're two brothers, my son and my father, those are the two sons together that were both born to the Eivik Chacham. Why did the Gemara have to tell us the Deloi Dela of Davla, as well as why are we repeating virtually the same case as before? Both cases are talking about the Eivik Chacham. In one case, Bas Benoit, one Bas Bitoy, and she's saying the same thing. I happen to be the daughter of your brother, or I'm the daughter of your sister. Isn't the same thing? So some say that that's why the Gemara gives this introduction to Deloi Delur Adavla. We're talking about people who are simpletons, people who are mostly ignorant, those people that work there in the fields were illiterate. They didn't have a chance to go to school, they didn't have a chance to learn Gemara, and so therefore it would be difficult for them to figure out a riddle. But now that we gave them the answer to the previous riddle, so now we're telling them, you heard the previous riddle, you knew that one. So now try to figure this one out, figuring we've already given them 80% of the answer, they'll be able to figure it out on their own. That's the Poshe Pshat. The Toises brings, however, from the Orach, you see the second Toises, Uba Orach Pirish, Chachomim Doile Mayim Mi Boidus Amukim. We're not talking about those that irrigate the fields. We're talking about those that irrigate the fields of Torah. Because in Mayim Ela Torah, people that bore deeply into the intricacies of the Torah, we produce this riddle to you. Okay, we continue on. Next riddle. Bye, bye. Bye, bye means oy and vey and och and vey. Whoa, whoa. Me'ach, from a brother, vu'av, who's also my father, Vubal, he's also my husband, Vubarbal, he's also the son of my husband, Vubala the aim, and he also happens to be the husband of my mother, Vano Brata the Itse, and I happen to be the daughter of his wife. And he refuses to give bread to his brothers, who are Yasmi, who are Nebuch Yesoimim, Bene Brate, who happen to be his grandchildren. So he doesn't want to give bread to his brothers, who are his grandchildren. Now, how do you find a case like that? Well, this becomes somewhat more complicated. Who went and lived with his mother. Till now, we spoke before that the goy was living with his daughter or his granddaughter. Now we go up a generation. The goy is living with his mother. And vahilid mimena bas, and gave birth to a daughter. So now that daughter, by definition, is a sister of the Eivik Chacham, as well as the daughter of the Eivik Chacham, because the Eivik Chacham lived with his mother, so the daughter that was born is now both his daughter, but also his sister. And v'chazu uba al oisabas. And then, just to top it off, after the daughter he gave birth to a daughter. He lived with his mother, produced a daughter. Now that the daughter is coming of age, and he went and lived with her too. Tzaddik, this oydichotim. Anyway, and just if you think that this is an isolated person who's somewhat deranged, because the zokin, his father, the father of oydichotim, also uba aleha, went and lived now with this young lady. Vahilid mimena banim, and produced now children. So, how does that all fit into the picture now? So we have to try to figure this out. Rashi gives us a little bit of help over here. Remember the start of baya baya, that's why it's woe woe. See the Rashi here, Hochiv Sinan Barhu, Panoa Bar Afse. Oh, next one. Baya me'ach. Koivelis ani. I'm complaining. Al Ochi, on my brother, Shu Ovi, who's my father, Ubali, and he's my husband, Uben Bali, and also the son of my husband, Vubalo de Aim, and also the Baal of my mother, Shahulidani Me'imi, that gave birth to me from my mother. Now Rashi points out that these last few words, Vubala de Aim, Shahulidani Me'imi, are redundant, because Vahina Nami Duhu Av. Didn't we say a moment ago, this fellow is my father? Now if it's his father, then if it's her father, then by definition it means that he lived with her mother and produced her, Shahulidani Me'imi. So of course it's her father. To make the riddle a little bit more challenging and more interesting. So we throw in some more redundancies and details. Anyway, what does it say? V'chazra zokin, Hoviv Shulzeh, the father of this goy, went and now lived with that bas. V'kamra, hach bas, alavia hachi. So now, this bas says about her father, meaning this oivik chav. Remember, he had oivik chavim, lived with a mother, and v'hoilet bas, and produced this bas. So bas is now looking at her father. And she's saying, hachi, duhu achia, this happens to be my brother. How is it my brother? It's a brother, Minoein. It's from the same mother, right? Because since this Oivik Chavim lived with his mother, produced the daughter, so that daughter is now a brother. It's both a daughter, not a brother, a sister. He is the brother of that daughter, and he's also the father of that daughter. So therefore, the daughter now says, that's my father, and it's also my brother. Vigam Avil, like we just said, Ubala, and it's also my husband in the sense that Shechazer Ubala, as we saw, after that, this same perpetrator, this same not only gave birth to this daughter, but afterwards lived with that daughter. So he's my husband. Uben Bala, he's also the son of my husband, Shechazer Azokin, his father afterwards, Ubala, Vahilid Bonin. So getting back to the beginning of this Baya Baya, Me'ach, Vuhu Av, she is saying, whoa, whoa, from my brother, who's also my father. Vubal is also my husband. Vubar Bal, he's the son of my husband, that's the Zokin. Vubal Adaim, and he's the husband of my mother, like we said before. Vano Barata, the Itse, and I'm the daughter. Lo Yoav Pita Li Achua. Now, who is this Achua? Continuing on the next one. Shil Achua Yasm B'nei Brate. Eilu B'nei HaZokin, Shehoilet Mimena. When the Zokin, meaning the father of the Oivik Kechavim, lived with her, they had children, they had kinderlach. And those Yisoyimim, unfortunately, they had no bread to eat. And they were never Yisoyimim, and this grandfather, and this father, and this Goyim, his father, refused to go and give them panasa, and refused to give them food. They happened to be brothers from the same father. What means that they're brothers? Those fellows that were born to the Zokin, they are brothers to the Oivik Echavim, because Oivik Echavim was the son of the Zokin, and now these children are the children of that Zokin, so they are brothers of the Oivik Echavim. So that's what he means, that they're Achua, also Bnei Brate, they also happen to be grandchildren. How are they grandchildren? Because of the fact that the grandfather lived together, or the father lived together with the Oivik Echavim, lived together with the daughter, and then they had children, so vis-a-vis that Oivik Echavim, these are grandkids who also happen to be his brothers and also grandchildren, and he doesn't have rachmanis in them, and he doesn't give them any food to eat. It's not surprising he doesn't have any rachmanis in them. After all, Zapista Goy, and see what he did. You see what a prosta Goy can do. Good. And we continue on. So now we have another case. Third wide line. Ano v'at achi, you and I. The word achi literally means brothers, but as we'll see from the solution to this riddle, that it's really brother and sister, really means siblings. Ano v'at achi, you and I are siblings. Ano v'avuch achi, I and your father are siblings. Ano v'imech achi, and I and your mother are siblings. How can you have that? Shkachas l'boi v'chavim habo al imhoi. Once again, Avichavim lives together with his mother, a nice guy. And he produced two daughters. Right? A goy lived together with his mother, produced two daughters. So those two daughters happened to be his sisters, because they're all born to the same mother. They also happened to be his daughters. V'chavzu ba'al achas mehen. And then after that, he produced the two daughters. He decided to live with that one of the two, the first of the two daughters. V'hoilid min mena ben. And now produced a son. V'kariyale achse de'ima. And now the other sister, in other words, the shtei banos, the other daughter that he did not live with, she was saved from having to live together with her father and her brother, etc. That other achse de'ima, v'kamer lehachi, and she says like that. Now, what does that mean? So let's look in the next Rashi. And they gave birth to a son. Achois imoy means one of the two daughters of one with whom the Akum did not live. So this mother says, the sister says, Ano viat achi mi'av echad. We happen to be sister and brother from the same father. How do we have that? Remember the, let's remember again the facts of the case. Person lives with his imoy and produced these two daughters. So these two daughters now are the Akum's sisters. And the Chazul Baal Achaz Ben, and this Akum now lived with one of the two daughters, and now produced yet another child. So the Akum produced the two daughters together with, which are also his sisters, together with that Ben, which is the daughter of the son of his daughter and also his son. But currently, the other daughter that was not involved, she now calls out to this child, the Kamali Hakim, and she says to him. So what does she say to him? Again, says Rashi, Kamali Achois Ima, Ano Viat Ochi Mi'av Echad. Both of us happen to be siblings because we share the same father. Meaning because the father fathered the two daughters, which includes me, I'm the second daughter, and he also fathered you, the child of my sister. Oh, so there we happen to be siblings. Ano v'imech achi, we, meaning I and your mother, happen to be achi. Achi really means achoyes. We happen to be sisters. Menav echad. Why? Because your mother is one of the two daughters, and I'm one of the two daughters, so we two together happen to be sisters. And therefore, I and your mother are sisters. V'ano v'ach, and I and your father, meaning the goy, we happen to be brothers as well, because we come from the same mother. That was the original Imoy with whom the Akum lived with initially. And so therefore the two daughters, including this daughter, says about the Akum, we're brothers, or brother and sister. And that's your father, the one that gave birth to you. Okay, I think we're up to the last one. Getting back to the Gemara. Ano. Okay, this is on the three or four lines before the Mishnah. We're fifth line. Ano v'at b'ni, you and I are b'nei achyano. We happen to be brothers from the same, we are children from the same brother. V'avuch, and your father b'nei achyano. V'imech b'nei achy. Says the Gemara, ha, b'teira nam mishkach esla. This case that we just now identified, we can figure it out, perhaps, we don't have to talk about an Akum living with his mother, with his daughter, with his granddaughter. This you can have even b'derech heter, so we can even talk about a Eid. So keep going. You have Reuven, sheyesh lo shtei banos. Reuven gave birth to two girls, two daughters. V'yosa Shimon. Now, Reuven has two brothers, Shimon and Levi. So, Reuven, like we have in the Torah. And Reuven also has two daughters. V'yosa Shimon, v'yosa chodem inayu. His brother Shimon married one of the daughters, which is totally permissible. An uncle is allowed to go and marry a niece. The Osir Bar Levi, Venosiv Chad Minayo. And Bar Levi, meaning not Levi, but the son of Levi, married the other daughter, which by the way means two cousins, right? Reuven's daughter married Levi's son. Reuven and Levi are brothers. So Reuven's daughter married Levi's son. Two cousins get married. No problem. Become a Levi de Shimon, Le Bar Bere de Levi. So now the son of Shimon, the son of Shimon was born to Reuven's daughter and Shimon, says now to the Bar Brei de Levi, to the son of the Ben Levi who married the other daughter. What does he say? So let's look at the final Rashi over here. The Kamalei Brei, that's the same line. The Kamalei Brei, the Shimon, the Bar Brei, the Levi. Ano Viat, you and I, Bnei Achi. We happen to be the sons of two brothers. Why? Because the Brei, the Shimon, that's the son of Shimon, says to the Bar Brei, the Levi, the grandson of Levi, that I, Viat, and you, Bnei Achi, we happen to be the sons of brothers. How are we the sons of brothers? I am the son of Shimon, you're the grandson of Levi. That doesn't work. At Bnei Achi. Bnei Shtei Achoyesana. Oh, we're not that we're brothers, but we happen to be sons of two sisters. Right? Because the son of Shimon is the son of one daughter of Reuven, and the Bar Brei Levi, he is the son of the Ben Levi who married the other daughter of Reuven. So therefore, they're able to say, Ano Viat Bnei Achi. Achi doesn't mean they're brothers, but we are Bnei Shtei Achoyes. I'm the son of the first daughter, and you're the son of the second daughter. So that's what he means when he says, Ano Viat Bnei Achi. Now, Ano V'Avuch Bnei Achi, what is Ano V'Avuch? Bani Bnei Shnei Achim. We happen to be the sons of two brothers. How are we the sons of two brothers? Because Ano I, meaning again the Brei de Shimon, he's saying I and Vavuch and your father, the father of the Bar Brei de Levi, is the Ben Levi. So both I and your father happen to be Bnei Shnei Achim. We happen to be the sons of two brothers. I'm the son of Shimon, and you, Bar Brei de Levi, your father is the son of Levi. So therefore, I and your father are Bnei Achi. We happen to be, those are brothers. Ano v'imech, I and your mother, Bnei Achi. What is that, said Rashi? Ano v'imech, Bnei Shnei Achim. I happen to be the son of Shimon, and your mother happens to be the daughter of Reuven. So since I'm the son of Shimon, your mother is the daughter of Reuven, so therefore we happen to be the children of two Achim, Reuven and Shimon, respectively. And with this, we've gone through all the Chidois, and we go on to the next Mishnah. Zot the Mishnah. Yes, Mendy.
They took the example of the scenarios with the Goy. Mm-hmm. Coming in also.
Yes,
the why did the Goy take it? Why is it the Goy not now?
Mm-hmm. Why Akum?
Yeah, either way, he's over nuts.
So, the Mephoshim have two pshatim. One pshat is that we can't imagine that a Jew would engage in any of these things because these are all prohibited activities. So we don't want to assume that there's a Yid that would go and engage in these types of things. Or that we taka do mean a Yid, but we don't want to refer to him as a Jew because we don't want to, just like the Gemara is always
not
very careful not to go and say any bad b'shoyness. We always want a double maguna, we want to say a double good. So we don't want to say about a Yid that he engaged in this type of thing, so we attribute it to a goy. But unfortunately, it's like an illusion, just like the Gemara says, saginor, by a person who's a summa. So when we're saying goy over here, we really mean a Jew that Nebuch has erred and strayed from the proper path.
Good.
On to the next mission. Look at the Mishnah. This from here to the bottom of the Amid, Baruch Hashem, is relatively simple. Hagiyurishin is Gairu Banel Ima. You have a Giyuris who had two sons, and the two sons were Megayer together with the mother. The fact that the mother was Megayer really is Lav Davka for purposes of the Reisha. The important thing is you have two brothers that were Megayer at the same time. And the two, if they were Megayer, that means there were two Goyim, they were Megayer. And now what happened is they themselves got married. Each one married somebody else. And then, Chas V'Sholem, one or both of them pass away. So the question is there a din of Chalitza or Yibam? After all, they're two brothers. And we're assuming for our purposes at the moment here, Achim and Av, besides being Achim and Aim. So there should be din of Yibam Chalitza. What our Mishnah is telling us is, since although biologically they happen to be brothers, halachically they are not brothers.
Right.
And the reason is, says Rashi, because a goy doesn't have she'er ho'av. You know, all of you are thinking, a ger is kikot and shenoy ledami. That's all too true. The Gemara is going to bring that shortly. But even before he becomes a ger, when the two brothers live together biologically, meaning they're part of the same family, we don't assume automatically that they have the same father, because the Torah was mafkir. If you look at the Rashi, parallel to the beginning of the Gemara, the Torah was mafkir the zera of the father kizera. The Hema says in the pasuk the zermas susim zermasa. So therefore, the seed of a goyish father is as if it's just from a behem. But it's not that we just want to denigrate and mock them. What we're really saying is that often when you have a goita who's married, you have no idea who the fathers are of her children, because although she's married to Smith, she may have lived with Jones and McGillicuddy and McCarthy and other goyim. So you can't attribute any real share to the fathers. We know who the mother is. I mean, it's the mother is the same lady comes to the same hospital each year with a new child. We know who the mother is. So therefore, Achim and Aim. But we don't know who the Achim, we don't know if they're the same mom. So the whole thing is kind of hefketic.
So the father had relations with this Yoris before she was retired.
That's the next case.
What's this case?
This case is talking about that everybody, both the conception and the birth, all took place pre-Giyur.
So
pre-Giyur.
Okay.
All goyim. And only after that, they were Megayir. So now we don't even need the mother for these purposes.
So
two boys.
What's there to talk about?
Oh, well, let's look at the next case. It's not so simple. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Afilo hayrasei shaloi shal rishon shaloi b'kedusha v'leidosei b'kedusha v'asheni hayrasei v'leidosei b'kedusha. Ah, that's why we brought the mother along, to go and tell you that these brothers, although they're full-fledged biological brothers, they are not fully halachic brothers. In which respect? The first son was hayrasei shaloi b'kedusha. Hayrasei shaloi b'kedusha means that when he was conceived, when the mother was pregnant, she lived with the husband, with a goy, when they were still both goy. But by the time that this boy arrived on the scene, she had already been Megayer. So when the child was born, instead of saying congratulations, they said, Mazel Tov, you have a baby boy. And this baby boy was born into the Jewish faith, because his mother had already, Toivul, then already accepted upon herself Gil. Vashaini. And the second brother, Hayros Veludasa Mikdusha, was conceived and was born already Mikdusha. In other words, that the father and the mother had already been Megayer, and therefore that's a full-fledged Jewish pagan. So I would say, okay, since the Leda was both the same, both Mikdusha, they should be brothers, and now if one of the two gets married and has no children, the other brother should be his halachic brother to go and do Yibim V'chalitza. Look to Mishnah 9. They're still not considered to be halachic brothers. Why? Because one was conceived as a goy, the other was conceived as a Jew. They're not brothers. Is that a chiddush? You're happy with that?
Yeah.
Good.
The first case.
Okay. We're not finished yet. We're going to get back to the first case as well. Mechain shivcha nishacharu b'nei. Ima, the same thing applies to a shivcha that she became mishukhrara, she became emancipated, together with her children. So those two children were originally avodim. Avodim, all to the two brothers, there is no yichas av. So when, if they afterwards are nishtachra and become Jews, the same thing applies like we just said. Okay, so the Gemara in fact talks about a case of an umma together with shivcha, together with children. B'nei yudin amsa, Amsa, the umma, meaning the shivcha's name was Yudin, and b'nei, those were children. Ishtachra, they became all emancipated. Shoraluhu Rav Acha Bar Yankev leminsev noshi dehadodi. Rav Acha Bar Yankev allowed them to go and marry each one's other wife. What do we mean? Again, these two were originally born as avodim. They went now, they became Jewish. Each one of them married, first former Eved married Shprinza, second one married Chani, and they had a wonderful life together, but unfortunately after a while things didn't work out, and the first former Eved divorced his wife, and the second former Eved divorced his wife, and each one of them said, you know, but my brother's former wife, an attractive young lady, she's a tznua, she's a faina, a balas chesed, she says the guns till him every single day, she's a really wonderful, are they allowed to go? No, that's the wife of my brother. Says Rav Acha Bar Yankev permitted them to go and marry the other one's wife. Why? Because he felt that they're not brothers, they're just two strangers. The Gemara will elaborate shortly. Only Rav Sheshis, also Rav Sheshis, in an identical situation, said it's Osir. Rav Acha Bar Yankev was not impressed. He said, "Who Osir Manusharin? Okay, you know, he's a chashiv b'paisik. I'm a paisik, and he holds his Osir. I hold his mut." So says the Gemara, "Mina avalei mina ein. if the two brothers came from the same father, but not from the same mother, everybody would agree that it's mutter. Why would everybody agree that it's mutter? Like we had in the Rashi in the Mishnah, because zerma susim zermasa. But in addition to that, says Rashi, because I don't know for sure that they come from the same father. Yeah. They think they come from the same father, but maybe not. So therefore, the fact that they have the brothers from the same father, if they're not from the same mother, if and when they become geirim, and they have wives, if subsequently it doesn't work out, then one brother can marry the other one's wife, no problem. Now, both come from the same mami, everybody would agree that it's osir to afterwards switch wives after a get. Why? Because those are bona fide biological brothers for sure, and even by the goyim there is the, especially after they become geirim, there is considered to be zero aim. In other words, they do have a family relationship with their mother, so these are two brothers, and then it's awesome. Keep believing avum umina aim. What happens if you have two brothers that both are rumored to have the same father, and we know have the same mother? Man dishori basa abishadina. Doha b'nei plan yikarlo. The one that permits it says, how do people refer to these two brothers? They say, oh, these are the two brothers, the sons of Jack, or John, or Billy, or whatever it happens to be. So everybody knows that they have the B'nai Mino'av, so they assume that they're only Mino'av, and Mino'av, we said already, Zer Masus is a Muslim, that Zera doesn't count, so therefore they can go and marry one another. It means their wives. If they divorce their wives, then one can marry the other guy's wife. Rav Sheshes Karluhu Nami B'nai Plainis says Rav Sheshes, but other people refer to them as B'nai Plainis, not only the sons of the same father, but also B'nai Yudon Amsa, that they happen to be the sons of the Amma. Rashi said, not necessarily do they actually say that, but at least they have in their minds, they know not only are these the two sons of Billy, but also they happen to be the two sons of Nancy, or whatever. Then there's another version. That Rav Acham Yaakov even argues by Acham and Aim, and he says, it's permissible, my timer, like we said before, anything that happened in the past, that's history. We're looking today. These are two newly born Jews. These two former goyim now be Kaner. So now they're cutting shenu. They're not even related. So of course, just like two people in the street, that one of them married one lady, one married the other lady. The marriages didn't work out, and then afterwards, each one of them can marry the other guy's wife. And unfortunately, it happens from time to time when people get divorced and they marry a divorcee from somebody else. So let's try to bring a rai from our Mishnah tonight. Obviously, we're talking about the same mother. She's bringing her sons together. My time, what's the reason why? Now, we assume that the reason why is because there's no family relationship, so therefore there's no din of chalit, so there's no din of yibam. Because if and when one of them dies and leaves over a wife, the other brother's not a brother. I mean, it's a biological brother, but it's not a Torah brother, it's an halachic brother. Zokti Yimara, no, maybe the reason is Pungfai Kert, Lamisham Dasiri. They're Osir, meaning when it comes to Hilchoiz Yibam Vachalitza, it's got to be Achim Minho Aav. If it's Achim Minho Aim, not only is there no din of Yibam Vachalitza, they're Osir to go and be Miyabim. Why? Because it's an Eshes Ach. How do I know that Yibam is Davka Achim and Av? Because we learn it Ach va'Achim and Yaakov. Just like in Yaakov it says, we are Soranosh Achim Anochnu. And there it says, the Gabe Ki Yeshua Achim Yachtov, Umezach Anem. So it says Achim Achim. So therefore we learn one has to be Achim and Av. So these are not Achim and Av, these are Achim and Aim. Therefore, there is a din taki of brothers, Eishes Ach. However, there's no din of Yibam because they're not considered to be from the same father. So if it's anything, it's just the opposite. It's not like Brother Shai said before, it's a dumb question, of course they're chalitz from Miyavim, they're not related. But the Gemara says, you're not allowed to be chalitz, you're not allowed to be Miyavim, because you can be over an Isser of Eishes Ach, because they're talking usher to one another. And the kurva, the she'er of mother, still applies, it's still Achim and A. So the Gemara, no, that's not the Pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat in the Mishnah, te'ene b'toyres chalitz v'yibom, v'shari li'alma. There is no even concept of chalitza v'yibam because these are two strangers, like you were learning, like we were learning. Exactly, kikershon oledomi, kikonshon oledomi. V'shari le'alman, therefore the mutzah to go married to the world. V'inu nami shoru, and they're also mutzah. V'rei timor avoktoni, v'inu nami shoru, v'tzak mutzah, avoktoni afilu, It says the Mishnah Afilu. Going back to the Mishnah, it says Agirish Itzkari Benavim. Afilu Hayrasi Shal Rishis Lo Bidusha. What is the Afilu? Is the Amr Mishloim Masir? If you can tell me that it's Osir, Hayadiktani Afilu. The Afagav the Rishon Hayrasi Shal Bidusha. Vle Dasa Bidusha. Ma'asheni Hayrasi Vle Dasa Bidusha. Ukishtei Imohis Tami. They're like two separate mothers. In other words, even though they were born to the same biological mother, that's what it said in the Mishnah, Gyaris, together with Bnei Ima, but since one of them was conceived, she became pregnant, one, the husband, and she was still Goyim, and the other one, she became pregnant when she was already Jewish, so it's almost like two separate mothers. So I would think if that's the case, then they're not Achim Min Ho'ein, and there is no Isser Eishes Ach. No, Filoch Yasi, they're still lost, that's the Afilu. Eliyam is Shoru. If you're going to tell me that the Mishnah is telling you that these are Kiker Shiniskai, Kikon Shinoi Ledomi, and so therefore these are like two separate strangers, Maya Filu, what do we add by saying Afilu Hirosh Lebidah? It doesn't make a difference. They're two Gerim, and therefore they're not related, period. Maya Filu. Here, both of them were born Lidosim Bikdusha when they were Jewish. The Oslech Lufed be Yisrael. And therefore I would say, wow, you have no din of Yibam v'chalitza over here. These are two Jewish kids. I mean, I know the mother very well. I know she was a goyter, she was a kiyaris. She gave birth to Reuven, and then she gave birth to Shimon. These are two brothers, and they're both Jewish. And you're not doing Yibam v'chalitza. No, you're going to say by other such situations, there's no din of chalitza. Nevertheless, the Chum said, it's mutalach, mutalach, even under those circumstances. Afilu, we don't make a seder. Ikriyami, there's another version, just the opposite. Hachanam mistava de shor, I'll bring you right the taka that it's mutter for them to, that there is no issur of eshesach. Diktoni afilu, it says afilu in the mission. Iyamis mishlema shorayi diktoni afilu, the abigav the tobai, the dosa mikdusha. The oz lechluf would be so, you'd say these are two Jewish kids, and so therefore, how can you go and say that there's no din of yim chalitza? Maybe there's no din of yim chalitza today at all, ichweiss, maybe the chomur mevatel it. And therefore you'll see even by Yisrael there's no din. No, I'm not worried, I don't make any exeters. Eliyamris, Asir, if you're going to go and tell me Asir, my Afil, what's the Lashon of Afil? Says Yimor again, the Avagav, the Rishon, Rosh, Klo, Gedusha, Vlo, Dosh, Mikdusha, Masheni, Rosh, Vlo, Dosh, Mikdusha. And therefore I would say, Kishtei, Moistah, I mean, they're like two separate sisters, two separate mothers, and therefore maybe there's no din of Isser, Eishes, Ach, being the same mother. They're not two mothers. This is a Goyish mother, Yiddish mother. Nevertheless, it says in our Mishnah that it's awesome. Toshema, one final raya. Shnei Achim Toimi, you have two brothers who are twins, Gerim or Gerim. Vchei Mishachrarim or the Avonim Mishachrarim. Vaychotz v'lem yam, no din of Chalit, no din of Yim. Vein chayom Mishim, Eishesach. And there's no din of Eishesach either. Again, we're talking about the two brothers are Gerim. Ha'isah, Hiros, Shlei Bikdusha, V'lidosim Bikdusha. If it's a case of Hirosa Shaloi Bidusha, Hirosa Mikdusha, that in both cases, after we're talking about Ta'im, we're talking about twins. So the Hirosa Shaloi Bidusha, they were still Goyim at the time. By the time that the Mami gave birth, they were already Mikdusha. Leichol Tzimaloi Miyam, no din Chalitza, no din Miyam. Aval Chayom Misham Eishesach. But there still remains a din of Eishesach. Ooh. So that means that there's still an Issur. If both of them were born after they already, and the conception and the birth were after Kedusha, that's a double question. Let's go back to the first case that we're talking about. What was the first case? But an Issur still remains. Says Rashi on the top, Midrabanan the Lelesi Lechufa be Yisrael. So I have a riot to Rav Sheshis and a kashan of Acher Ber Yaakoi. Have the Mora, who had been after the Yisurin, Amileka. Really, there's no Yisur at all. And therefore, Rav Acher Ber Yaakov is right. They're totally unrelated. Kiger, Kikot, and Shinoi Ledami. Right, the boy, the Mr. Seif, Ab Chayomin. Later on, we said Chayomin because over there we're talking about that they were both Ledosa Mikdusha. Therefore, you cannot bring a raya one way or the other from that case, either to Rav Acher Ber Yaakov or to Rav Sheshes. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Zizag. You mentioned Zadkizin. Especially those.